kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Let me tell you a little bit about Coffee and Capitalism before we get right into today's interviews. Coffee and Capitalism is a show dedicated to building your community. Now, how can 1 hour of programming build your community, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you how. Through capitalists. It's these entrepreneurial-minded individuals who saw something special in your community that went on to create job opportunities, build new roads, highways, bridges, all while creating culture. And let me tell you about today's program. We have fantastic guests on the docket today. Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching. What a true entrepreneur. What a true capitalist. Talk about giving back to your community. We talk a little bit about giving back to your community, as well as Hatch Coaching and his real estate business and Hatch Stock coming up right around the corner. You're going to want to make sure you listen to Eric Hatch. Plus, Chip Wilkes with Entrek Crane and Heavy Call. They're doing some hiring out in Dickinson, North Dakota. Looks like the Bakken's coming back. And Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, he gives the facts and figures why the Bakken is coming back. Plus, former Utah Jazz center and NBA All-Star Mark Eaton talks about leadership and teamwork in the workplace. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with former Utah Jazz All-Star and current professional speaker, Mark Eaton.
That one's coming in, and it's just, you know, now we were doing management systems this way, now we're going to do them that way. There's no consistency and continuity, and people are just like, I'm just going to show up and put in my 8 hours, and I'm out of here. I think that's the culture that you have to look at if you're a boss or a CEO. Where do you want to go? What are your missions and values, and what do you want to stand for at the end of the day? Because your culture is going to have a direct impact on what your bottom line is.
Coach Dale Brown also said Coach Wooden from UCLA would not last today because he didn't have his first winning season, or had it. It took him 10 years about to get a winning season going and a winning team going. And he thought that was a travesty because of the way people are today, for those reasons you just mentioned earlier. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think somebody like are there other John Woodens out there that we'll never get to see because they get cut right away, either in business, sports, or whatever?
Yeah, I think in business and in sports, it's win now at any cost, mm-hmm. and very little time is spent on developing your team, developing your philosophy, developing your players. And I think there's a lot of guys that get sold short and a lot of coaches that get sold short because of that. So Coach John was a perfect example, who spent years building his pyramid of success, mm-hmm. and his baseline philosophy of what he came to believe team was all about, and which was evidenced by 10 national championships. And there's so little tolerance nowadays for, let's take this player and let him develop for a couple years. Let's work with him. Let's assign a special coach to him. Let's really help train him to do his job well. We have a tendency in business now to go from the hiring to the judging space. And there's a great book written a number of years ago by Ken Blanchard called Raving Fans. And he talks about the missing component of coaching, that people don't spend very much time teaching people how to do their jobs and help them develop. And where do you want to go with your career? And how can I help you in the context of what we're doing here in this, mm-hmm. this organization? So yeah, I think that's very true and unfortunate. And I hope that eventually it'll shift around the other way.
Any advice you might have for anybody looking at investing in the... I'm not sure your affiliation. Are you investing in the in
no,
any
no,
way?
I don't have any investment in the market, no.
Any advice you might have, whether it's a 24-year-old fresh out of school going out there to make his first million or a 65-year-old seasoned veteran going out there, you've been out there, you understand communication, you understand relationships. It is kind of a blanket statement, I understand that, but any advice you might have for somebody who's looking at doing that, getting out there making $1 million?
Well, I think the opportunities are certainly there. I think you'd have to be smart about it, like any other thing. And you know, oil and gas investment is a mm-hmm. is a risky proposition in the best of circumstances. And again, to me, it goes back to who's the team you're working with. And it's fascinating when you listen to business investors talk about companies that are going to go public or they're thinking about going public. The one thing they're always asking is who's on your team. Who are your teammates? And so my best advice would be to find a great team. Find somebody that's really doing it well and go work for them and figure out what it is they're doing before you decide to strike out on your own or do something differently. But the one that has the best management team, the happiest employees, that's the person I want to work for.
Thank you very much, Mark Eaton.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. That was right. Great. Thank you.
Sure.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mark Eaton, professional speaker and former Utah Jazz All-Star, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul is now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
For one night only, the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish, North Dakota. That's the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue.